Hey everyone, welcome back to another Deep Dive. You know, today we're going to be talking about something that's really important, the Soil Health Academy and all the amazing work they're doing.
Yeah, it's really fascinating stuff, you know, helping farmers and ranchers make a real difference, not just for their land, but for all of us, really.
Exactly. And it all starts with a pretty incredible story. Their founders, Dawn and Grant Breitkreutz, were struggling to keep their own farm going.
Oh, yeah. They were stuck in that cycle of relying on expensive synthetic inputs, you know, fertilizers, pesticides, all that stuff. And their costs were just skyrocketing, but their yields weren't really keeping up.
Sounds like a tough spot to be in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They were basically at their wits' end, ready to call it quits.
Wow. So what happened?
Well, that's when they discovered regenerative agriculture, and it totally changed everything for them.
Really? How so?
They started focusing on building healthy soil, and suddenly things started to turn around. Their cost went down. Their pastures were thriving. And they even started feeling hopeful about the future of farming again.
So they went from doom and gloom to boom and bloom.
That's a great way to put it. And that's what's so inspiring about their story. You know, they're living proof that regenerative agriculture isn't just some pie-in-the-sky idea. It's a real solution for farmers who are struggling.
It's amazing how they turn their own struggles into something so positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's even more incredible is that they didn't just keep this knowledge to themselves. They felt this urge to share what they had learned to help other farmers avoid the same pitfalls.
That's how the Soil Health Academy was born.
Exactly. They wanted to spread this message of hope, not dope. You know, helping farmers break free from that dependence on chemicals and embrace a more natural, sustainable way of farming.
I love that phrase, hope, not dope. It really sums up their mission perfectly.
It does, and it speaks to their belief in the power of education. You know, they're not just teaching techniques, they're fostering a whole new mindset, a mindset of regeneration, of working with nature instead of against it.
And their schools attract such a diverse group of people.
Oh, you see everyone there, from seasoned farmers trying to keep their operations afloat to people who are brand new to agriculture and have this dream of starting a small farm.
That's really cool. So what brings them all together?
I think it's that hunger for knowledge, that desire to learn how to build healthier soil and in turn create healthier communities.
That makes a lot of sense. And speaking of community, the Soil Health Academy has this really interesting initiative, the David and Kendra Brandt Scholarship Fund.
It's named after the Academy's co-founders, and it's a fantastic way to support the next generation of regenerative farmers, especially women and beginners.
That's so important, giving back and making sure this movement continues to grow.
It is, and it's not just about financial support. It's about mentorship and guidance, you know, helping these new voices find their place in the regenerative agriculture world.
We actually have a quote here from one of the scholarship recipients, Lisa Williams. She says, "It was an amazing experience, and being able to learn along with my son was truly a gift."
Ah, that's so heartwarming to hear. It's amazing how these scholarships are making a real difference, you know, empowering people to pursue their dreams of farming in a way that benefits everyone.
And it's not just anecdotal evidence either. The Academy's 2023 Graduate Impact Survey shows some pretty impressive results.
Oh, it does. Graduates are reporting a significant decrease in their use of synthetic inputs, and they're seeing improvements in their soil and water resources, too.
So they're showing that regenerative agriculture is good for the planet and good for business.
Exactly, and they're not stopping there. They've got some really exciting plans for the future, constantly innovating and developing new programs to reach a wider audience and make an even bigger impact.
Like their docuseries project, Destination Regeneration, they're trying to educate consumers and policymakers about the importance of healthy soil, right?
They've got a pilot episode funded by the Wells Fargo Foundation, but they're working on getting funding for a full 10-episode series. It has the potential to be incredibly impactful, you know, reaching beyond the farming community and bringing this message to a much wider audience.
And then there's their Battlefields to Fertile Fields program, or BF2FF, which helps veterans transition into regenerative agriculture.
It's an amazing initiative, and it's gaining a lot of traction. The Academy is even working with the Department of Defense to develop an internship component, which is a fantastic way to expand the program and get more veterans involved. And it's amazing to think about the impact this could have, like, not just for the veterans themselves, but for our understanding of land management as a whole. We actually have a quote from one of the veterans, Eric Zaja. He says, "The SHA and the Understanding Ag team has not only changed how I implement agriculture practices, but how I see my entire landscape."
Wow, that's really something. It seems like it goes way beyond just learning some new techniques. It's like a complete shift in perspective.
You got it. And Eric goes on to say he now sees endless opportunity to rebuild, revitalize, and restore ecosystem function.
That's incredible.
He's even using what he's learned to try and influence land management practices within the Department of Defense.
That's amazing. Talk about putting your knowledge into action.
Yeah, right. And that's what I find so inspiring about the Soil Health Academy. They're not just teaching regenerative agriculture. They're building a whole movement, empowering people to make a real difference in their communities and beyond.
And a huge part of that is their emphasis on continued education.
Oh, absolutely. They know that farming and ranching are always changing, and to stay ahead of the curve, you need to have access to the latest information and resources.
So how do they make sure that happens?
Well, they offer a really wide range of educational opportunities, everything from on-farm schools and workshops to webinars and case studies.
And speaking of those case studies, they seem like a really valuable resource for anyone who wants to see the practical side of regenerative agriculture.
Oh, they definitely are. They offer these real-world examples of how farmers and ranchers are successfully using these practices. And they don't just focus on the feel-good stories. They dig into the nitty-gritty, like the operational and financial details of switching to a regenerative system.
So it's not just theory. They're showing that these practices actually work both ecologically and economically.
Right.
And what's even more interesting is the diversity of the farms and ranches featured in these case studies. You know, you've got people raising pasture-raised protein, others focusing on direct-to-consumer marketing. Some are even incorporating organic practices.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach?
Nope. It's about finding what works for you and your goals.
That makes sense. And I think these case studies are really important for tackling the skepticism that still surrounds regenerative agriculture. You know, some people still see it as this fringe movement that's too idealistic or impractical.
I know what you mean, like it's all about sacrificing profits for the sake of the environment.
Exactly.
But these case studies show that regenerative agriculture can be good for the environment. And the bottom line, in fact, a lot of the Academy's graduates are actually seeing an increase in profits after making the switch.
So it's really about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. And that's where the idea of hope comes back in the Academy, is showing farmers that there's a different way, a way that's sustainable and profitable.
It's about breaking free from that old model of dependence on external inputs and embracing a more holistic, self-sufficient approach.
And that feeling of empowerment, of taking control of your own destiny, is incredibly powerful. That's what drives this movement.
It's about reclaiming agency and hope for the future of agriculture. Speaking of hope, I wanted to go back to something that really stuck with me. Lisa Williams' story.
Well, yeah, the scholarship recipient who got to attend the Academy with her son.
Yes, she talked about how regenerative practices actually brought the bluebirds back to their farm.
Oh, yeah, it's such a great little detail, isn't it?
It is her husband's uncle, who's 81 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He remembered when bluebirds used to be everywhere when he was a kid, and now thanks to Lisa's work, they're starting to come back.
That's amazing.
It's like this perfect example of how everything is connected, you know, how restoring the health of the soil can have these ripple effects that go way beyond the farm itself.
It really shows the power of regeneration, the idea that we can actually undo some of the damage we've done to the planet and create a more thriving ecosystem for everyone.
And Lisa's story also highlights the importance of investing in the next generation.
Yeah.
You know, by giving young people opportunities to learn about regenerative agriculture, we're making sure this knowledge gets passed on.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the farming practices themselves. It's about cultivating a new mindset, a way of looking at the world that values sustainability and the well-being of all living things.
It's about raising a generation that knows how to work with nature, not against it.
Right.
So what's next for the Soil Health Academy? What are they working on for the coming year?
Well, they're always coming up with new ways to expand their reach and their impact. For example, they're putting together one-day workshops specifically for conventional ranchers who are thinking about switching to regenerative grazing.
That's great. It's all about meeting people where they're at and making these practices more accessible.
Exactly. And they're also creating more webinar training opportunities on all sorts of regenerative agriculture topics so they can reach a wider audience.
It sounds like they're really committed to making sure everyone has access to this information, no matter where they are or how much experience they have.
Oh, yeah. And they're actively trying to get funding to create a full 10-episode docuseries based on their pilot destination regeneration.
That would be amazing.
Just imagine the impact they could have with a whole docuseries, reaching even more people with their message of hope and regeneration.
And speaking of impact, they've set some pretty big fundraising goals for 2024 to support all their different programs.
Yeah, they're hoping to raise $100,000 just for the Battlefields to Fertile Fields program.
Which is such a great program, giving veterans that chance to find purpose and healing through regenerative agriculture.
And that's not all. They're also looking to raise $300,000 to create more educational opportunities for historically disadvantaged and underserved groups.
That's fantastic.
And another $250,000 to support their Next Gen Region program and the development of new programs for educators and leaders in the field.
Those are some ambitious goals.
Yeah.
It really shows how dedicated they are to creating a more just and equitable food system.
One that supports a diverse range of farmers and ranchers and recognizes the importance of education in making real change.
They're definitely not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. And that's what makes the Soil Health Academy so inspiring. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive on the Soil Health Academy. We've talked about the big picture stuff, but now I want to bring it home. Like, what can we do in our own communities here in Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, you don't need a giant farm to make a difference. Even small changes can have a big impact.
So what are some things people can do in their own backyards?
Well, composting is a great place to start. It's a really simple way to create some amazing nutrient-rich soil right there in your backyard.
Right. You're basically recycling food scraps and yard waste and turning it into something that helps your plants grow. It's like magic.
Exactly. And it's good for the environment, too. Okay, so what about folks with lawns? Are there ways to do this regenerative stuff without getting rid of the grass?
That's a good question. I've been wondering about that myself.
Definitely. Instead of using chemical fertilizers and pesticides, try switching to organic lawn care methods.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. But does it really work?
It totally does. There are a ton of natural options out there that are way better for the environment and safer for kids and pets, too.
That's good to know. And I've even heard of people doing those no-mow lawns, just letting the grass grow a bit longer. Is that a good idea?
It can be. You know, it's a great example of letting nature do its thing instead of trying to control everything with chemicals, that longer grass actually provides a habitat for beneficial insects, and it helps the soil retain moisture, which is important here in Texas.
So less work and more wildlife. I'm sold. What else can we do to make our yards better for the soil?
Planting native plants and trees is huge. They're already adapted to our climate and soil, so they don't need as much water or maintenance. And they provide food and shelter for pollinators and all kinds of other good bugs. It's like creating a little ecosystem right in your yard.
That's so cool. And it's a fun thing to do with kids, too. You know, getting them involved in planting wildflowers or building a compost bin, it's a great way to teach them about taking care of the environment.
Absolutely. It's all about instilling those values.
Yeah.
In the next generation. Maybe it'll even inspire them to become regenerative farmers someday.
That would be amazing. But, you know, we don't have to do this alone.
Yeah.
There are so many resources and organizations here in our community that are all about regenerative agriculture and sustainable living.
Right. There are farmers markets where you can meet the people who are actually growing your food using these practices, and community gardens where you can learn from experienced gardeners and get your hands dirty.
Don't forget about groups like the Soil Health Academy. They offer workshops and programs that anyone can attend.
Exactly. It's a chance to learn from the experts and meet other people who are passionate about this stuff.
And if you want to do even more, you could volunteer with local organizations that are working to protect farmland, advocate for better policies, and educate people about soil health.
It's all about finding what speaks to you and taking action, whether it's making changes in your own backyard or getting involved in something bigger.
And remember, it's not just about what we do. It's about sharing what we know with others, talking to our friends and neighbors about regenerative agriculture, sharing resources online, supporting businesses that are doing things the right way.
That's what Think and Act Locally is all about, you know, recognizing that we all have a part to play in creating a better future for our community.
And by working together, we can make a real difference. So to wrap things up, if you're interested in learning more about the Soil Health Academy, their website is soilhealthacademy.org. And for our local listeners, we'll have a list of resources and ways to get involved on our website, thinkandactlocally.com.
It's been great chatting with you about all this. I hope everyone feels inspired to join us on this journey towards a more regenerative future.
Thanks for listening. And remember, even small actions can make a difference.